The trader said, "Not so fast, Gorov. I haven't finished. There are other gadgets already involved." There was a short silence. Then Gorov's voice sounded cautiously, "What other gadgets?" Ponyets gestured automatically and uselessly. "You see that escort?" "I do," said Gorov shortly. "Tell me about those gadgets." "I will, if you'll listen." "That's Furl's private navy escorting us. A special honor to him from the Grand Master. He managed to squeeze that out."
"So?"
"And where do you think he's taking us?" "To his mining estates on the outskirts of Ascone. That's where."
"Listen."
Ponyets was suddenly fiery. "I told you I was in this to make money, not to save worlds." "All right. I sold that transmuter for nothing. Nothing except the risk of the gas chamber, and that doesn't count towards the quota."
"Get back to the mining estates, Ponyets. Where do they come in?"
"With the profits. We're stacking up on tin, Gorov. Tin to fill every last cubic foot this old scow can scrape up, and then some more for yours. I'm going down with Furl to collect, old man, and you're going to cover me from upstairs with every gun you've got, just in case Furl isn't as sporting about the matter as he lets on to be. That tin's my profit."
"For the transmuter?"
"For my entire cargo of atomics. At double price, plus a bonus." He shrugged, almost apologetically.
"I admit I gouged him, but I've got to make quota, don't I?"
Gorov was evidently lost. He said, weakly, "Do you mind explaining?"
"What's there to explain? It's obvious, Gorov.
Look, the clever dog thought he had me in a foolproof trap, because his word was worth more than mine to the Grand Master. He took the transmuter. That was a capital crime in Ascone. But at any time he could say that he had lured me on into a trap with the purest of patriotic motives and denounce me as a seller of forbidden things."
"That was obvious."
"Sure. But word against simple word wasn't all there was to it. You see, Furl had never heard nor conceived of a microfilm recorder." Gorov laughed suddenly.
"That's right," said Ponyets.
"He had the upper hand. I was properly chastened. But when I set up the transmuter for him in my whipped dog fashion, I incorporated the recorder into the device and removed it in the next day's overhaul. I had a perfect record of his sanctum sanctorum, his holy of holies, with he himself, poor Furl, operating the transmuter for all the ergs it had and crowing over his first piece of gold as if it were an egg he had just laid."